This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Prophetic Dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught a very powerful dua to his grandson Al-Hasan. Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu says, "My grandfather taught me Dua al-Qunut." Dua al-Qunut is, you know, one that you've seen the imam doing during witr. They stand for dua al-qunut and they make dua, and they always say this dua because this is the one that is the sunnah to say during qunut, even though you can say it at any time, inshallah. And this dua is super powerful. The dua goes, Allahumma hadini fi man hadait. O Allah, guide me amongst those whom you have guided. Wa'afini fi man afait. And grant me well-being amongst those whom you have granted well-being. وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتَ and take me into your charge amongst those whom you have taken into your charge. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَ and bless me in all that you have bestowed upon me. وَقِنِي شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتَ and save me from the evil that you have decreed. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ for indeed you are the one who decrees and none can decree above you or none can influence you. إِنَّهُ لَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ they cannot be humiliated those whom you have taken under your charge. تَبَارَكْتَ رَبَّنَا وَتَعَالَيْتَ blessed are you, our Lord, and exalted. And the Prophet ﷺ teaches this powerful dua to his grandson. And it's an evidence, or it shows us, that we should be teaching our children and our grandchildren what benefits them and will help them in this world and in the next. And he teaches his grandson this really powerful dua. And it begins with asking for guidance. اِهْدِنَا فِي مَنْ هَدَيْتَ guide us amongst those whom you have guided. And guidance is the most powerful thing, an important thing that we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why in Surah Al-Fatiha, which we, you know, a dua that we make at least 17 times a day, this powerful dua that we make, what is it that we're asking Allah for? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ guide us to the straight path. And a person might ask, why am I constantly asking Allah for guidance? I'm already a Muslim. You know, we're constantly asking Allah for guidance. What's the reason behind it? And the truth is, we are in constant need all the time for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of our life. We need the guidance of Allah azza wa jalla in this religion. You know, guidance in staying upon this religion. Guidance in our prayer, that we pray the right way, that we fast properly. Guidance in our charity. Guidance in our qiyam. Guidance in our dua. Guidance in how we deal with our family. Guidance in how we raise our children. Guidance in how, you know, we conduct our business, how we deal with our colleagues, how we do our jobs. Guidance in all of our affairs. We are in constant need of this guidance. Even guidance in relative to our past. If we did something evil in the past, we need to be guided now to recognize that what we did in the past was wrong and to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we ask Allah azza wa jalla to guide us فِيمَنْ هَدَيْتَ amongst those whom he has guided. And it's as if we're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you've guided so many people, include us amongst them. You've given guidance to all these prophets and messengers and righteous people, just include us amongst all these many people that you subhanahu wa ta'ala have guided. And then we say, وَعَافِنَا فِيمَنْ عَافَيْتَ and give us well-being amongst those whom you have given, عَافِيَ well-being. عَافِيَ is well-being, health, protection, security. And it's a very powerful concept to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was close in age to the Prophet, so even though he was his uncle, they both, you know, were raised in, you know, together and were close friends with each other. Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, alimni, teach me something that I can ask Allah for. Teach me a dua. You know, just like we're trying to learn dua, he came to the Prophet and said, teach me something I can ask Allah for. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Salallahu ala afiya, ask Allah for afiya, for well-being. You know, health in your body, health in your mind, protection, safety. You know, the idea that you can wake up and that, you know that you're going to be safe in your life, that your body is intact and in good sound shape and that your health is good. That, you know, ask Allah for afiya. And so Al-Abbas took this advice from the Prophet and he left. And a few days later, he comes back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asks him the same question. You know, I learned this dua and I implemented it. Now, Messenger of Allah, give me another dua. And what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Said Allah al-afiyah fi dunya wal akhirah. He said to him, ask Allah for al-afiyah in this world and in the next. And so he gave him the same dua over and over because he's underscoring for us how important this dua is, how important this concept is. I mean, the person who doesn't have health, your iman, your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then your health. And what is there after that? You know, your health and your well-being is so, so important. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he said to the people, ask Allah for al-afiyah. فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يُعْطِ أَحَدٌ خَيْرٌ قَتْ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. He said, for indeed, nobody has ever been given anything better after belief in Allah, after certainty and belief in Allah, nobody has been given anything better than afia, than well-being in themselves, in their mind, in their body, the well-being that Allah Azza wa Jalla can give us. And then he says, وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتِ, and give me wilaya. And this is related to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wali. And this name of Allah Azza wa Jal has different meanings. Wali is the one who is close to you. And wali is the one, you know, from the word walaya, which is like authority or, you know, governorship. The one who takes charge of your affairs, who's in charge of all the matters, right? Who has the authority and is in charge of your issues. The one who's like your guardian. You know, if somebody comes to you with an issue, that person's my guardian, go, they're going to take care of this issue. And the one who grants victory and help and aid. And so in this dua, you're saying, oh Allah, tawallani, take me under your guardianship, your charge, to take me close to you and protect me and put me under your divine protection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi man tawallaytu, along with all the others whom you have done this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu wali wal ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That indeed Allah is the wali. He is the guardian, he is the protector, he is the helper of those who believe. He removes them from darkness into the light. And so Allah Azza wa Jal, being our wali, He's taking us under His protection. He is close to us. We receive His divine aid and His victory and His love and His protection. And then the dua continues, وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيمَا أَعْطَيْتِ, and bless me in all that you have given me. Baraka is, you know, for Allah to prolong the benefit of what it is that we have. So we ask Allah for barakah, we're asking Him to prolong the benefit. And so we're saying, oh Allah, give us this blessing, prolong the benefit of all that you've given us. Now what has Allah given us? Of course, what hasn't Allah Azza wa Jal given us? But, you know, as you're making this dua, you should think about, you know, just as you asked Allah for guidance, think of the fact that Allah has already guided you. He guided you to be a Muslim. He guided you to make this dua. He guided you to do so many things in your life. Right? So you think about the fact that Allah has already guided you, and you say, oh Allah, bless me in the guidance you've given me. And you realize that Allah Azza wa Jalla has already given you afiyah, He's given you some well-being in your life. And so you ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to extend and to increase that well-being. You recognize that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you some divine protection, some divine aid, some wilayah in your life. And so you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend that blessing. Allah has given you all of these things, and this dua makes you think of all the things that you've already asked Allah for, that He's already given you from it, and you ask Allah to extend it. وَقِنِي شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتِ, and save me from the evil that you have decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees sometimes things that we see as evil. But Allah never decrees anything that is purely evil. Anything that is evil that we see happen in this world, it occurs because of a greater good. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from any evil that He has decreed for any reason. وَقِنِي شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتِ, save me from the evil that you have decreed. And then this dua ends with thana on Allah. It ends with praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ, you are the one who decrees and none can decree above you. None can influence you. You know, we are asking great things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to recognize and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to realize that indeed it is a great, powerful, capable Lord that is able to deliver us guidance and able to deliver us well-being and able to deliver us His love and His protection subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so He decrees and none can influence Him. You cannot pressure Allah Azza wa Jal. You cannot leverage against Him. You cannot control Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah decides and there is no adjuster to His decision. There's no one who can come and change His decision or adjust it in any way. And then He says, وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتِ, and indeed they will never be humiliated, those whom you have taken under your wilayah. So that concept we were talking about earlier, the concept of wilayah, of guardianship, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking you under His charge, it's returning back here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, they cannot be humiliated, those whom are under the charge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet is making this powerful dua. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. How often did people try to humiliate and degrade Yusuf alayhi salam? His brothers threw him to the bottom of a well. And they threw him into the prison. And what happened? Yusuf emerged as a king. Yusuf emerged as a leader. Yusuf emerged as the noblest of the people. And in the end of his story, what does Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam say? فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth, and you are my wali. You are my protector. You are my guardian. You are the one who has taken charge of my affairs. When Allah Azza wa Jalla takes charge of your affairs, doesn't matter what people do to you. They can never humiliate you. They can never do anything to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is on your side, no one can humiliate you. They tried to humiliate and degrade Yusuf, throwing him into the well, throwing him into the prison, and he only emerged better and stronger and greater because of it. And in the end of this dua, تَبَارَكْتَ رَبَّنَا وَتَعَالَيْتَ. Blessed are you, O Allah, the exalted. You are the greatest, you are the mightiest, you are the highest, you are the one who guides, you are the one who protects, you are the one who listens, subhanaka wa ta'ala, and none is better or greater than you in all of these things. And this is such a powerful, beautiful dua. Memorize it, learn it, implement it in your prayer, in your qunut, and throughout your life, and you will find tremendous blessings from this dua, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.